family members are scared. This fire just starts taking over. And there was one little boy that was upstairs. And he wakes up. He could hear his dad yelling, "There's a fire. Son, I can't get you. Get out." So the son looks around. He sees the window. So he goes over to the window. He crawls out of the window. He starts to walk out. He walks out on the ledge, and he's afraid. He's on the second story. He's just a little kid. And he looks over, and all he can see is just smoke coming out of his house. So you got to imagine this kid, okay, all of your stuff is being burned up. Your family's out there, and you don't know what to do. You are just scared. So the kid's looking over the edge, and he can't see anything except for smoke coming out, but he yells out, "Dad! Dad!" This little boy's dad says, "I'm down here. Jump. Just jump to me. I'm going to catch you. Just jump." The boy looks over. He says, "I'm scared. I can't jump. Dad, I'm not going to jump." He says, "Son, you need to jump." So the little boy looks over again. He says, "Dad, I can't see you." Dad says, "Doesn't matter. I can see you." The little boy jumped, and his father catches him. You see, the truth is, in your life and in my life, God can see you. But the way that we live life sometimes is, well, God can't see me. I mean, everywhere I go, school, I'm invisible. I go home, I'm invisible. I come to Blitz, I'm invisible. But I want you to know tonight that God sees you and that he's here. Because the truth is, he's there. He sees what you're going through. He sees what you brought in here tonight. And God wants to change your life. And he wants to set you on a different path. I'm going to show you tonight from Scripture, from the Bible, from the truth right here, that Jesus hasn't forgotten about you and that God has a plan for your life. And so we're going to turn into John chapter 3. And we're going to put it up on the screen. But I'm going to set you up here. All right, there's a really smart guy who's supposed to know a lot about God. And he comes to Jesus. And he says, "Jesus, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm supposed to teach people about God. I don't even know very much about, like, I feel like I don't even know very much about God. Like, Jesus, teach me about God." And so Jesus starts to teach him. And Jesus, he asks this question. He says, "Jesus, you talk to me about being born again. I mean, how do you even do that? How do you even change your life from the way it is to something that helps me to remember that God is with me?" Here's what Jesus says. He says, "Very truly." Okay, if you were to look the original language of this, it means truth, truth. Jesus says truth twice in this passage. And what he's saying is, okay, this, like, people might not say this is truth, but this is truth no matter where you go, no matter how it is, this is the truth right here. You can believe this, turn this in, boom, it's done. This is the truth. Here's the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Some people say, well, what's water and the Spirit? Some people say, well, maybe that's baptism. Maybe that's what that means. But when Jesus is talking about this, he was talking about this before he died on the cross and before the baptism that we know now has come about. What he's saying is this. There's two births. Everybody got a birthday, right? Did you guys know today is Natalie's birthday? Yes, it is. All right, everybody on three, we're going to say happy birthday to Natalie. One, two, three. Yes. You see, everybody's got a birthday. That's the truth. Truth number one. Truth number two. You and I were created to have two births. The one when we were babies, and there is one that happens in your life where you accept God and you become a baby again. And here, you are completely clean. Everything's wiped away. Two births. That is the truth. The truth is, to enter into God's heaven, to enter into the kingdom of God, you got to be born twice. Well, how do you do this? Let's go on. It says, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. He's like, you think, like, you're supposed to be teaching people about God and you don't even know about the second birth? Really? So he goes on. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So here's what Jesus is saying. You're like, Jesus, what are you talking about, man? What does this even mean? Here's what he means. He says, you can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. You can see tornadoes, all that stuff. You can't see it physically, but you know that it's there. The same is true with God in your life. You can't see God, but there are effects that are happening in your life right now where he is there. He's surrounding you. He's protecting you. He's placed you in a position to be right here, right now. God's in your life. God is working in your life even though you don't see it. The truth is that tonight, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to be born again. That's the truth of what Jesus says. And the second truth is that you and I might not see it, but God is working in our lives right now. And it's not based on, man, you're just a really good person, and so God's working in your life. Doesn't say that, does he? Doesn't say, well, you know, you ace the test, and so God loves you. It's not what he says. He says, when you are born again, that's when you will see the effects of God in your life. And some of you right now, you might feel invisible to God. You might feel like there is no way that God sees me. God sees what I'm going through. There is no way. My question to you is this: have you been born again? That's a simple decision. That's one decision. You are one decision away from being born again and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the second thing is this: if you've been born again and you don't see God work in your life, my question is, how close have you been with God recently? Because here's what happens. We say, this is the last Wednesday night blitz. And everybody's like, oh, man. That's terrible. It's like they're shutting down church. And it's not true. Because we will be here every Saturday, every Sunday. But here's the truth. And this happens, I've been here for 6 years. This happens every year. There are a ton of kids here on Wednesday nights. But when summer hits, where'd everybody go? It's like a ghost town around here. Well, you guys don't have church. Yeah, we do. It's on Saturdays. It's on Sundays. Where are you guys at? Well, I don't feel God working in my life anymore. When was the last time you came and actually heard a word that challenged you from the truth? Not from the Hunger Games. See, that's the difference. Because God is there no matter whether you believe it or not. I was talking with a leader, and she said a couple of weeks ago she was here at the worship night. And she said, I saw this kid in the back, and it was the exact same kid that you were talking about in your message. It's a kid who had the hoodie on, iPod in, isolating themselves from what was happening, didn't want to connect with anybody. See, that was the same kid you were talking about. And what this student did was they just kept pulling their hoodie closer and closer to their face so that nobody could see them. And I'm telling you, that might be how some of you are feeling right now. But I want you to know, God hasn't left you. It's not based on how good we are if God sees us or not. It's based on our heart for Him and saying, God, please help me. I need you. I need you. I need you. I want to learn more about you. I want to know the truth. I want to follow Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be different. Because if you've got that type of heart, you will start to see God working all over the place in your life. And I'm telling you this because I've experienced it. Guys, girls, right now, my grandfather is less than a week away from dying. Okay? Less than a week away. And here's the deal. I've been on my knees this week praying to God, saying, God, I don't know what to say to my grandfather. I don't know what to do. My family, it just feels like everything is just this weight. And when I started to pray to God, I started to see Him open doors. And tomorrow, I'm going to be going out to Hawaii to go see them. And it was just a door that opened that I could go. And I feel like God called me to do something for my family to help them in a tangible way where they can see that God is there and that God is real. Because my family isn't believers. They don't believe in Jesus. They haven't been born again. And my prayer as I go there is that God continues to open doors. See, He started to open doors in my life. He started to open doors this week for me to go out there and go see my grandfather before he passes for a couple reasons. I don't know if my grandfather's been born again. I don't know if he has been. And I want to see him go into the kingdom of heaven with God. And the scary thing is this. All I know is the truth. And the truth says that you, if you are not born again, Jesus says this, then you will not enter the kingdom of God. And I want my grandfather to be there someday. And I'm sure that some of you, you feel that same way about family members, saying, I want to see them in heaven someday. And I'm telling you, if you just allow God to help you to see the truth, He's right there. He's standing right there, just waiting for you to turn to Him. The bottom line tonight is this. The truth is, God sees you. He sees what you're going through. He sees you standing on that ledge saying, I'm scared. I don't want to walk into school again tomorrow because of that bully that keeps just pushing me around. I look in the mirror every day and I'm scared because I hate the way I look. I'm scared because I keep falling back into that same sin again and again. And people, they just define me as that. I'm scared. And I'm telling you tonight, God's yelling up to you. He's looking up and He's saying, I see you. Jump. Jump. If you haven't been born again, it's time. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is tonight. Don't walk out of here. That is the most important message I can tell you tonight. Because as my grandfather is closer and closer to death, that is the most important thing on my heart to tell him. And for you, it is the same thing. I see this as like my family. I'm serious. I see you guys as my like little brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you guys tonight, Before you guys walk out of this door, I'm telling you, tonight, make the decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life, because that is the most important thing I can share with you. And I don't know what's going to happen this summer. I don't know if you're going to be coming on the weekends. But the one thing I do know is this. God sees you, and that's the truth. Do you see him? Let's pray. Father, man, this has been heavy on my heart. I don't know how to express how true this is. But I felt your presence, God, and I know that you're real in my life, and I know that your word is the truth above everything else. And I pray that if there's somebody in here tonight who's never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that right now, that you make yourself real to them, that you show them, that you see them right now, where they're at, where they're sitting in this place, that they feel it, God. They feel your eyes on them, because maybe every day they don't feel that. They feel like they're invisible. But Lord, that's not true. And God, you care about every single person in this room. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter what their race is. Doesn't matter what their family life is like. Doesn't matter what they've done. God, you love every single person. You care about every single person in this room. And God, you see what they're struggling with. And I pray tonight, God, that they feel you and they know that you're real and they know that you're there. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we've got some students who are going to be getting baptized. And so if you're getting baptized tonight, you guys can just head right in that direction over there. And if you guys can just put your attention right up here, as they're walking over there. What's happening here and what you're about to see, bring it right up here, guys. Focus right up here. What you're about to see is the outward expression of what God has done in their hearts. These students say that they want to make Jesus the Lord of their life. They believe that he died for them on the cross. They believe that he has forgiven them of their sins. And they want to make him number one in their life. That is what's going to happen here in this pool, okay? And so this isn't about just some flashy thing getting attention. We've talked to every single student. And I've seen them look me eye to eye with tears saying, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to lead my life anymore because I mess it up. And I can connect with that because I did the same thing. I messed my life up. But Jesus put me back together. And so that's what you're going to see, is students experiencing being born again into Jesus. And so tonight, that's what's going to happen over here, but my attention right now is right over here. Okay? Tonight, maybe you haven't made that decision. And I can't make you, and I don't want to make you. I just can tell you. Jesus died for you. Not just the person next to you, you. When I say Jesus died for, put your name right there. And when he was on the cross, he hung there and he thought about you. And he thought about your life. And he thought about the decisions you're going to make. And he says, I can't bear to be separated from them forever. And I want them to live with me in eternity in heaven. And I will do whatever it takes to make that happen. And so he died on the cross for you. And the Bible tells us that he took on every sin. And when he died, he didn't just die, but he buried death with it. He buried your sins with it. And then he came up and he had a new, brand new body, new life. And he wants to do that same thing for you. And so when you see people going under the water, They are identifying. They're saying, I believe that Jesus died for me. And when they come back out of the water, what happens is they're saying, I am brand new. I am a new person. The old is gone. The new has come. And so tonight, here's what might happen. You might look at people in here and you might say, well, how could they be getting baptized? I know what they did. They messed up. Everybody knows what they did. Jesus knew what they did, and he died for it already. And so we don't need any judgments in this place. Amen? We don't have any right to judge people. This is a fresh start in Jesus. The only judge, and this would be great for your life if you believe this and you actually act on this. The only judge is God. That is the only judge. Because here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of us leaving here and then people saying, well, the people at Blitz are real judgmental, and so I don't go there. That's not what Jesus lived out. That's not what God calls us to do. The only judge is God. And so when you see people walk in here tonight, we are all for them 100%. We are cheering for them because this is a life-changing moment for them. All right? And so we are all about that. And so when somebody gets baptized, I want this place to go crazy because that's what happens in heaven. The Bible tells us that there's a celebration in heaven. We are celebrating here, and we go crazy when we see somebody get baptized. Amen? All right. Let's do that. But if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you need to do that, I'm going to be waiting for you right after this service is done. And if you need to, and this happened the last time we did baptisms, there was a student that got baptized in his clothes. You know, just full jeans, shirt, said, I need to get baptized into Jesus. He did it right then, and his parents said, go for it. And so if that's you tonight, you need to do that. Talk to us after the service. But Natalie's going to start us out with our first baptism.